Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Zachary Zonizer, and I thought I might come on and talk just a little bit about some 1776 era history. It was on this date back on 1777, actually, during the Revolutionary War, that the Marquis de Lafayette, a 19-year-old French nobleman, was made a major general in the American Continental Army. And Lafayette was kind of a unsung hero of the Revolutionary War. You don't really learn a whole lot about him in school, although we did. Although he is a very important figure, so I am trying something a little bit new. I actually have some notes this time. I won't be talking just off of the top of my head like I have on past history segments, but I'm gonna tell you a little bit about the Marquis de Lafayette. He was born on September 6th, 1757, in France. He served the Continental Army with distinction during the American Revolutionary War, providing tactical leadership while securing vital resources from France. Lafayette fled his home country during the French Revolution, but the Hero of Two Worlds, which was his title, regained prominence as a statesman before his death on May 20th in 1834. His full born name, and I'm only going to say this one time, was Marie-Joseph Paulies Rocher Gilbert du Moteur, Marquis de Lafayette. When he came to America, he was just known as Lafayette, or the Marquis de Lafayette. He was born into a family of noble military lineage back in 1757 in France. Lafayette's father was killed in a battle during the Seven Years' War, and his mother and grandfather both died in 1770, leaving him with a vast inheritance. He joined the Royal Army the following year, and in 1773 married a 14-year-old, mostly for political reasons. It was sort of a... she was a member of a prominent French family, and he was marrying her for, you know, nobility and standard reasons. Doesn't seem to be a terribly romantic affair, at least from my memory. Inspired by stories of the colonists' struggles against British opposition, Lafayette sailed to the newly declared United States in 1777 to join the uprising. He was initially rebuffed by colonial leaders, but he impressed them with his passion and willingness to serve for free and was named a major general in the Continental Army. His first major combat duty came during the September 1777 Battle of Brandywine, when he was shot in the leg while helping to organize a retreat. General George Washington requested doctors to take special care of Lafayette, igniting a strong bond between the two that lasted until Washington's death. The following winter in Valley Forge with Washington, Lafayette brandished his credentials as an intelligent leader while helping to draw more French resources to the colonial side. In May 1778, he outwitted the British and sent a capture to Bunker Hill, which was later renamed Lafayette Hill because of his assistance in retaking it. He also rallied a shaky continental attack on Monmouth Courthouse to force a stalemate. He became known as the Hero of Two Worlds after returning to his home country in December of 1781. He rejoined the French army and organized trade agreements with Thomas Jefferson, the American ambassador to France and future president. With the country on the verge of major political and social upheaval, Lafayette advocated for a governing body representing of three social classes and drafted the Declaration of Rights of Man of the Citizen. Named commander of the Paris National Guard as violence broke out in 1789, Lafayette was obligated to protect the royal family, a position that left him vulnerable to the factions vying for power. He eventually fled the country in 1792, but was captured by Austrian forces and didn't return to France until 1799. Generally, Lafayette maintained a low profile while Napoleon Bonaparte took power as Emperor of France, but he was elected to the Chamber of Deputies during the Hundred Days and vehemently argued for Napoleon's abdication following the defeat in the Battle of Waterloo in July of 1815. After Charles X was overthrown during the July Revolution in 1830, Lafayette was presented with the opportunity to become a dictator. The aging statesman demurred to let rule pass to Louis Philippe and instead was reestablished as commander of the National Guard. Following a battle with pneumonia, he died in May 20th of 1834. But he's sort of an interesting figure in my mind because it wasn't for any especially good political reason that he went and came and helped us out with the Revolutionary War. He was just sort of inspired by our passion, our American passion in fighting the British. I guess there is a case you could say that there was a bit of a rivalry between France and Britain, and that was why he came over and helped out. But I think he was really just moved by the American people, and you know, the French have had a spirit of revolution since basically forever. So that's where I think a lot of his interest in helping us came from. You know, and interestingly enough, he actually, during the Revolutionary War, went to France to, he was asking Louis the, I think, 16th for more aid. And Lafayette assumed increased military responsibility when he came back. He became the commander of the Virginia Continental Forces, and he helped to keep the British Lieutenant General pinned at Yorktown, Virginia, while divisions led by Washington and France surrounded the British and forced a surrender at the last major battle of the Revolutionary War. So you could actually almost directly equate our eventual victory over Britain to his actions. And that's why I'm even here talking about him right now, is because he's sort of an unsung hero. We remember him quite fondly. He's in all the history books, but you know, we don't really teach much about him in high school or basic primary education, which is a shame, because he is a very interesting figure, and he is a lot of the reason why the Revolutionary War went the way it did. It wouldn't have gone as well as it did if we hadn't had France's assistance in that war.